Live.com.
It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, and even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, everybody's into smoking. Seemingly, it's still almost as strong as it was years ago, believe it or not. So if you're a smoker, check this out. European Union now is proposing tougher anti-smoking actions. Now, we know that smoking's tough on your health. I mean, we know that, but a lot of people still do it. I know it's addictive. Nicotine is a little bit of a challenge, and a lot of people really want to stop, but they can't. So a lot of different agencies now are stepping up, maybe to lead you on a little bit. Happening in Europe, and you might see it a little bit more here. European Union health officials, they say they want bigger warnings on cigarette packs and a ban on certain flavorings in the cigarettes, strawberry, vanilla, and menthol, which can lure younger people into smoking. So under this proposal, health warnings would increase to 75% of the front and back of packs and 50% of the sides. The warnings would include messages such as smoking kills, quit now, have a picture of cancer damaging lung, damaged lungs, and other types of pictures that would tend to lure people away from smoking. Well, the proposals are meant to reduce 700,000 smoking-related deaths that occur each year in Europe. So the EU Health Commissioner, Antonio Borg, noted that a city the size of Frankfurt or Palermo is wiped off the map every single year due to smoking-related deaths. This has spurred us on to move in this campaign. And so, I mean, smoking is a big deal. Obviously, you go to your doctor, and of course, the first thing that they're going to tell you is you need to quit smoking. Now, it's a real touchy subject. I'll tell you this, that even in your training in medicine, they'll tell you to be very cautious with that because, I mean, obviously, people are really, I mean, smoking is a big deal. Once you're addicted, it's very, very tough. And it becomes an emotional, really, crutch to a lot of people that is very difficult to overcome. And so if you're taking medicine for certain conditions like high blood pressure or high cholesterol or diabetes and you smoke, I mean, the doctor's always going to encourage you, but many of them won't drop the hammer on you because ultimately it has to be your decision. It really does. But just so you know, that if you have kids and you smoke, they're watching. Now, some may be turned off of it, you know, because of the smell or whatever, being around it their whole life. But some may end up doing it. Kids don't do what we say. They do what we do. So just be cautious to know the example that you're setting for others and the dangers of secondhand smoke, of course, and thirdhand smoke, mothers. So if you smoke outside and then the smoke gets in your hair and it's on your clothes and then you come in and hold your little baby, there's what's called thirdhand smoke, which can be as dangerous or even more dangerous than secondhand smoke to their little lungs. So really think about the whole smoking deal. And I applaud Europe for stepping up and making some changes to lure people away from it, because it is. It's a terrible habit, and it's damaging, and it's, you know, again, one of those things that if you can change, you can do one thing for your health in this new year coming up. It's to drop the smoking habit. Pick something else up. Replacement behavior is one of the best choices you can do for smoking, whether it be, you know, choosing to run or exercise, reading books, socializing, pick up a new event socially with some, you know, maybe you're playing volleyball or maybe you get into some type of philanthropy that you really enjoy that kind of takes your mind off of the smoking habit. Whatever it is, replacement therapy is really good. Acupuncture has some great therapies that they use to be able to help people with the whole smoking gig. So something to think about. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com. And don't forget, our wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. You can check them out there at the website as well. We're going to go to the phones and go to Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Dr. Asa. My daughter... I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I just said, great to talk with you. How can I help?
My daughter, who is 15, has just been diagnosed with vascular migraines. And I was just wondering if there's something I can do with her diet or naturally to help those.
So she's just been recently diagnosed, and she's dealing with them how often?
Constantly. And with dizziness and nausea, body aches, and stomach aches.
Mm-hmm. And the doctors have done what so far?
She's got a prescription for, let's see, it's Elavil.
And has that been helping her?
Well, she's only taken one just last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just hasn't seen results from that yet.
Well, migraines can have several triggers. And it's finding the trigger that can be a little bit challenging, especially early on when you get diagnosed with them. Have you ever eliminated foods from her diet? Like, has she ever gone gluten-free, cut out wheat, has she cut out dairy for an 8-week period, or has she ever done that?
No, we haven't done that yet, so that would be...
That's always a good thing to do. Yeah, a lot of physicians, depending, especially pediatricians, they just don't go that route typically at first. They'll try just normal medicine, see if that works. And more alternative doctors will look at the food and the eating habits first, typically, just because there's so many root triggers that can be a cause due to what she's putting inside of her body. And once you start eliminating foods, if you notice that the symptoms begin to go away, then you'll know you have something. And you always want to make notes of maybe what foods you remove and what foods you add in to see if they make, if they trigger, meaning that if she eats something and then an hour or two later, she's got just a severe migraine. Because a lot of times there are nutritional issues involved with those. So, food allergies and that sort of thing. So if you haven't tried that, you might want to look into it. A good thing to do, if you're going to do that, just so you know, wheat products and dairy products are the top two triggers for sure. And then you can get into other allergy testing, and they can do some different food testing to see if she has sensitivities. There's some great tests out there where they can do that. But I would get with someone that knows what they're doing. Naturopathic doctors do this often, and you might find an integrative medical doctor that does that as well. So, again, you got to shop around just a little bit. But I would find somebody that can work with her from that perspective, along with what her physician has her doing, with the medicine. Not that that's bad, but that's a Band-Aid. We need to figure out, or I would want to, if it was my daughter, figure out what the trigger is. And there's always a root cause. It's not just she was fine and then all of a sudden got diagnosed and they came out of nowhere. Something changed in her lifestyle patterns, and that's what you have to figure out. Okay? Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, guess what? You can lifestyle your way out, get well, stay well, and live well. There's always hope. Don't you dare lose it. Check out the website. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth, America. What do you struggle with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis. Can't lose the extra pounds. Tends to be kind of a big deal. A lot of people can't lose the extra weight. But if you can make the right kind of changes, change your lifestyle, figure out exactly what the key root causes are of going on in your health, then typically things can turn around. But some basic principles apply, and you just got to be able to make some changes. It's more than just willpower. It's kind of the want to. It's making the decision that you want to live better than you have before. And it's all about making changes and sticking to them, and that's going to be big right around the corner coming up in this new year. Ellen, you're next with us. How can I help?
Well, it's not just me. It's not about me. It's to do the most good for the most people so that no one else ever has to go through what I have been through.
Okay, well, what's going on?
Much too long to go through in the air. Perhaps I can text you on Facebook.
Okay.
Send you a message or a comment. I'm just learning it.
Okay, well, talk to me. What's going on?
Okay. We could talk about asymptomatic kidney disease, asymptomatic kidney stone, which is now gone, asymptomatic bleeding duodenal ulcers, which almost put me out of here. And but what I really, really want somebody to speak openly and candidly about, instead of all the euphemisms, avoidance, whatever that I have encountered, is you go to a hospital and it's a gift that keeps on going, giving, known as MRSA, Staphylococcus aureus. More people died from that in 2005 than from AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when I got out of the hospital and went into rehab, I kept saying, do I have it still? Do I still have it? And they ignored me. And even the wonderful, wonderful doctor who was my, you know, urologist, he's the only one that paid any attention or did anything. And ditto for the wonderful doctor who saved my life with the endoscopy for those ulcers. I had no idea I had ulcers. I had no idea I was going to wake up and not be able to walk or barely talk and have to go to the hospital. But I would like to hear somebody, you know, as you could talk about ulcers, you could talk about diabetes, cellulitis. There's limited information on the net on that, too. But how you get a staph infection, which is cellulitis already is, if you get MRSA and you combine that with cellulitis, you got a big problem.
That's for sure. So your main question would be what?
I mean, your own clinic gives you a song and dance and will not give you the lab work that you need.
So you're looking for someone to do lab work and they're not helping you? Is that the question?
But I don't want anyone to go through any of the things I went through. Rehab was a nightmare, but it wasn't.
Okay. So, Ellen, what would your question be for me? How can I help?
Can you talk about MRSA so people know about it when they go in the hospital?
Yeah, I mean, MRSA, I mean, is a big challenge. I mean, we're seeing it more. The resistant strands of bacteria are we're seeing them more and more. And the reason being is a lot of times it's overuse of antibiotics, which has happened over a long period of time, and you get an infection, and we're seeing kind of these super bugs pop up, and they're very hard to for hospitals and doctors to be able to control. And once they get in your system, it's very hard to find certain antibiotics that will really get after it. Then you have to pull out a lot of the big guns and get in there and go after it. And that's why it's multiple round after round. Then your gut flora gets to a point where it's not where it needs to be. And, of course, the good bacteria and the bad bacteria gets all over the place, and then it just becomes worse. So it's kind of this cycle that goes on and on. And depending on the doctor you work with, some really believe that it can be taken care of. Some will use natural methods, and some will just go more toward the traditional route. But I will tell you that MRSA is not something, obviously, to play around with. And there are natural methods, but I wouldn't really recommend it. If it was me and it was MRSA, I would want to tackle it with the biggest gun they had, because you want to go after it and get rid of it as quickly as possible because of what it can do. I mean, it really, it can wreak havoc on your immune system. It can wreak havoc on you long term. And people that deal with MRSA over a long period of time, you really do see the effects. So it's interesting how the whole process works. And it's you do see it more and more. We're seeing it more in hospitals, for sure. So building the immune system up, making it strong, is one major key. Eating the right kind of foods so that your immune system does stay strong is a major key as well. And plenty of probiotics, fermented foods, kimchi, kefir, a lot of those foods are very important to eat on a regular basis because they do keep a good bacterial flora balanced in the gut. And that's a huge, huge deal with MRSA. Not just is MRSA running rampant inside the body, but you got to create a good internal environment for the body to stay strong. And that's, when you're dealing with MRSA, the traditional medical model, believe it or not, is one of the better models because you've got to get in and tackle it. But it's also finding a team of physicians that will work with you and listen to you, because I'm hearing that they're not really listening. And that's what you want, is to have kind of a team around you that pays attention, that they get it. And not that doctors don't get it, because they're trained to get it. But some don't listen. I get it. They're in a place where they just don't pay attention. Or at least maybe they heard you, but you don't think they did. So communication skills might be a little bit weak. At any rate, keeping the immune system strong for what you're talking about is key. And getting your eating habits in a certain position is key, too. And that comes down to personal responsibility and making the right kind of choices. It does. It's not easy, but it's also having someone to guide you to do that is very important. And having someone like a dietitian or a nutritionist to work with you that can kind of coach you along the way is vital. Great talking with you. And of course, you can always send me a note at Facebook. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open. Welcome back to the show, America. 888-283-7272. It's your show. It's your show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. Quote for the day comes from Norman Vincent Peale, one of my favorites. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you truly cannot be successful or happy. Got to believe in yourself. Bottom line, know your gifts, know your talents, know what you're good at, and know what you're not good at, but believe in yourself. And know that you can accomplish what you set out your mind to, regardless of what it is, career, family, whatever it might be. You really can achieve your goals, but you have to know that you can, believe you can, think you can, and understand that you can. And literally, I've seen it time and time again in my own life and in others. But again, no one else can do that for you. You have to have that kind of belief system for you. Let's go to Mary on the phones. Hi, Mary.
I had a question about the vinegar. Does the taking of the vinegar bother the medications that we take daily? I'm on blood pressure medications, diabetic medication, and I wondered if the vinegar would dilute or take away any of the strength of the medications.
One thing with the vinegar, you'll have to check with your doctor and make sure. I mean, I can tell you from my own experience, they'll have to guide you, because when it comes to medications that they put you on, you've got to get that recommendation from them. But I can tell you that for most part, vinegar, what I've seen and from what I've read and studied and seen, usually does not have any kind of effect like that. However, you want to talk with your doctor, though, that put you on that, okay? Ask that question to them and make sure they give you the clearance. But for the most part, vinegar, pretty safe. I'll tell you what it's really good for. It's great for your digestion. It's only going to enhance your body's ability to absorb and digest nutrients, and actually does that quite well. So that's a couple things to think about. The vinegar is, especially the balsamic vinegar, apple cider vinegar, all those are phenomenal for overall health. Hot flashes, many women deal with them. And a new study can give us some clues. Scientists are getting warmer in their attempts to zero in on what causes hot flashes, these intense surges of heat and sweating that affect millions of middle-aged women in the years leading into menopause. Studying rats, University of Arizona College of Medicine in Tucson, they pinpointed a small region in the brain that may go awry during typical hot flashes, finding that certain set of neurons acts as a virtual control switch for the problem when the estrogen levels drop. I think the idea is to develop some alternative treatments for hot flashes, but how could we possibly develop appropriate treatments, I say, if we don't know the root causes, says Dr. Naomi Rantz, a neuropathologist, professor and the associate head of pathology at the university. She says scientists noted, however, that research with animals often failed to provide similar results in humans. A study appeared recently in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. An estimated 70% of women, along with some men, experience hot flashes, and previous research indicates the flashes originated in the hypothalamus, which is a section of the brain, kind of like the switchboard between hormone signals and the central nervous system. So the University of Pittsburgh scientist published a study earlier this year showing that the parasympathetic nervous system, which is part of the autonomic nervous system, which regulates unconscious bodily functions such as heart rate and breathing, isn't working as efficiently and normal during a hot flash. Well, in the new research, Rantz and her colleagues created an animal model of menopause by using a toxin to deactivate the group of brain cells known as the KNDY, pronounced candy, these neurons in rats. And after the neurons were deactivated, the rat's tail skin temperature consistently lowered, suggesting that the neurons control the widening of the blood vessels known as vasodilation that lead to hot flashes by increasing blood flow to the skin. The rat's tail skin temperature rose after the removal of the ovaries, which produce estrogen, and the hot flashes are really episodic vasodilation. She says you can actually see it. That's why people get red, because the blood rises to the surface skin. Flushing is the body trying to get rid of the heat, and the core temperature is normal. So if you don't make sense of it all, that's what's going on. Current treatment for hot flashes include estrogen replacement therapy, which is controversial because of potential health risk, including the higher odds of certain cancers, including breast cancers. And also, another option is taking antidepressants, or what we call SSRIs, or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which traditionally treat depression. Although the current research helps identify the basic biologic mechanism behind hot flashes, it may be years before scientists are able to develop new choices for treating them. Dr. Jill Raymond, who's chief of ambulatory care in OBGYN at the Long Island Jewish Medical Center in New Hyde Park, New York, raised Rantz's study as groundbreaking and very well done. The study is done in rats, so it's really hard to translate into people, but it's very, very interesting, says Raymond, who also is head of the gynecology department. She says the issue has been looked at for a long time, and now we're ready to find some results. So it's interesting. Hot flashes, as you know, is a big, it's a huge deal. I mean, you talk to women all the time. Here on the show, we get emails, we get phone calls many times about hot flashes and what's going on with women. And the reality is there's hormonal changes, but we have to look at the foods that women are eating. And we also have to look at hormones that are in our food supply. You can't negate that. You can't leave that out. I mean, we don't typically look at that in these studies or count that in. But really and truly, the quality of our foods today, I really believe, are affecting us more than we really see. And it's behind the scenes, and it's making a huge impact in our health. So although our body's fairly resilient, I mean, we can handle a lot. You can't handle tons every single day, all day long. So it's about making new choices, making better choices, and getting the body to function at a much higher level and at a peak level. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, check us out, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show, and also Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget those as well. Let's go to Patrick now. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I've been dealing with ADD, you know, ever since I can remember, you know, especially as a kid.
Okay.
And, you know, when I was younger, you know, I was on Ritalin, Wellbutrin, stuff like that. It didn't seem to really help. And then, so I went ahead and, you know, just kind of thought, hey, I can fix this myself and, you know, quit taking that stuff and just kind of, you know, tried harder and stuff. But, after a while lately, here I am, you know, in my 30s now,
mm-hmm.
and it seems to be, it's gotten harder and different things I've, you know, maybe experienced like a flash of rage. You know, it lasts for, you know, a split second, but for that split second, you know, I'm the maddest I could ever be sometimes. But I'm wondering, is there anything other than, like, Adderall that's out there that I'm currently on? And, I mean, it helps a lot, but I take a pretty low dosage, extended release of 10 milligrams, and that definitely helps me out. And if I miss it, I can definitely tell a difference, but I'm just wondering if there's something more, you know, if there's something healthier out there or if Adderall is bad. I haven't really looked up on side effects, anything of that nature. I'm just wondering if there's anything else that I can do to help myself and help my memory and, you know,
yeah,
focus.
You definitely can. I mean, the big deal with ADD or ADHD and those type of symptoms, memory loss and decrease in memory is definitely a strong suit of that. Acetylcholine is a brain chemical. It's a neurotransmitter that really you have to look at for ADHD and ADD. All right. And there's a couple things that will build that nutritionally. When stress levels are high, just so you know, it drives acetylcholine down. You know your acetylcholine is low when you don't dream that much when you sleep. And also you notice your memory begins to decline just a little bit. So, you know, first and foremost, making sure that you're getting the right nutrition, that you're managing stress levels well, those are both extremely important. And I'll give you some little tips as far as nutrition goes. Eggs are really good. Whole eggs contain choline in the egg yolk, which is great for producing acetylcholine in the body and in the brain. So eating eggs, as good as they are for your heart and as good as they are for cholesterol, and they're one of the best protein sources, they're phenomenal for your brain chemistry. So even 2 to 3 eggs every day is kind of the norm now they're recommending for heart health, believe it or not. It's kind of a new thing. But we're also, that's very good for your brain chemistry. So just a couple things to think about and getting those in every single day and making that kind of a normal part of what you do. So they're good. Also protein sources, lean protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, those are all great for promoting good, healthy brain chemistry. Vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P is a good one too. So on the nutritional side, to build acetylcholine levels is really important. I mean, I would say more than just about anything. Now, you can get supplements that help. Huperzine A, Club Moss is good. Phosphatidylcholine or lecithin, which is what you can get at a health food store, that's known to build acetylcholine levels. And I'd also look at watching the coffee intake. Coffee is a big driver. Now, coffee can play and do the same type of role that, say, a Ritalin or Adderall will. It does the same type mechanism to the brain, but it's short-lived, and it depletes your acetylcholine when you drink it. So green tea is a better option for that sort of thing. But, yeah, it's one of those deals where nutrition can build it up, medicine can manage it, but you got to look at more of a nutritional plan long-term, typically, when you're looking at brain chemistry. And that's for all the different brain chemicals when you're looking at that, okay? Keep me posted how things are going. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show, America. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's kick it off and go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Asos?
I am living well. What's going on?
Well, I get real bad headaches. I get a lot of, I drive all night, and I get pressure in my eyes, and my face will get, like, just blood red. I mean, just unbearable pressure. I've been to a lot of doctors, and they've tried to figure it out. They, you know, try to help me with this or give me that, and I get stiffness in my neck, and, but the hard part is, like, it's like my eyes don't focus back and forth real quick. If I get out and I'm standing there, if I start reading, I start feeling the pressure, and I just get real hot, and my face gets just real red.
Okay. And so the doctors are telling you they don't know what it is. Is that what they're saying?
Yes, sir, pretty much. I've spent so many copays and trying to go see him and figure this out and figure that, and it's absolutely nothing. The pressure in my neck and in my eyes it's like if I sit home on the weekend, it kind of, where I'm not really, you know, just lounging around,
right.
It's not real, real bad, but once I get out and, like, really focusing in, that's when, you know, it's unbearable.
And it just gets to that place, right?
Yes, and I told him a lot of times, I said, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, and he didn't see no scientific whatever correlation there between the two, but, like, a lot of times when I'll be sleeping, I'll get up, pressure my eyes are real bad, my neck gets real stiff, my face gets real hot, and I gotta urine. Well, I'll go to the restroom, and I can actually go back to sleep, and it'll let that heat will go down, or, like, if I'm out here and I feel like I gotta go to the restroom, I'll go to the restroom, and it actually feels like some pressure's letting off. Now, rather that, I'm just trying to really figure it out. I don't know, but other than that, I can't think of, you know, I can't figure out what it is.
And do you have high blood pressure or no?
About 2 years ago, my blood pressure, they put me on some blood pressure medicine, and I think it was more of a water pill. And I went for a good while, and my blood pressure never went back up. I was actually going through some stuff at the time.
Yeah,
they think
stress.
That might have been what it was. But I haven't been on blood pressure medicine in the last, it's been 3 years now. And every time I go, it's low.
Hmm. Well, if that's not the issue, the blood pressure is doing fine. And, you know, there's a couple of potentials. Are you going through stress right now? Is there a lot going on, or is life leveled out pretty well?
Everything's going really smooth.
What is your height and weight?
I'm 5'6", and I'm at, last time I was in the doctor about a week ago, I was 180, which is a bit much.
Yeah, what do you want to be, about 150?
Yes, sir, 155, 160, I was thinking.
Yeah, good weight. Yeah, so, I mean, that could be playing a little bit of a role. And there also could be some hormone issues. Did they check your testosterone, estrogen, progesterone levels? Have those been checked?
Yes, sir. They checked the testosterone. It's been about 3 years ago, and he was actually giving me testosterone injections. I come in every, I can't remember exact 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, and he'd give me a shot.
But now, what about in the last year?
In the last year, I haven't done nothing. He ran all my blood work here a month or so ago, and everything looked good. My vitamin D was bottomed out or really low, so he's got me on a vitamin D pill once a week.
But he's not doing the hormone replacement. You're not getting testosterone anymore, right?
No, sir.
Okay, how's your thyroid? Doing okay?
If that was part of the blood work, he said, you know, everything was within...
He probably checked it.
...levels.
Yeah, he probably checked that. You know, a lot of times when you're getting this sort of symptoms, if everything's checking out okay, I mean, there's nothing really glaring checking out. I'm assuming that this guy, your doctor, pretty much checked everything head to toe. And, you know, there's certain protocols that you do and certain pathways that you look for. So, in medicine, so I'm assuming he looked through all those. Well, if that's the case, there's one little link that could be there that you might want to have him look at. Actually, two. If the numbers are okay on your blood test, everything's fine. All right? They look at it, say, it looks good, seem healthy to me, I don't know what's going on. Ask him to check your growth hormone levels, HGH. Now, it's something that docs just don't look at, but it's a key because it's the primary driver. It's called the master gland, and it's the primary driver for all the other hormones in the body. So many times that can be bottomed out, rock bottom. I mean, just completely rock bottom. And that could be one of the root causes, possibly, of what's going on. Could be some food allergies that you're dealing with, too. So there's some could-bes here that you'll have to get figured out. But the blood test is great. And if they haven't checked what's called TPO antibodies, that is another great test for the thyroid to kind of see what's going on. So, again, just a couple of things. I am a big, big fan of looking at the blood test, you know, in different angles and different ways. So getting a second opinion, too. I know you said you spent so many copays, but getting maybe a tenth opinion. If you haven't found someone that can figure that out, but get them to look a little bit deeper, dig a little bit deeper, and you'll probably find something. But I would look at, for sure, the vitamin D levels coming up. That's going to play a big role, my opinion, okay? But let me know how things go. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of our team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician.
Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.